Happy Tuesday, Susie.
Is it Tuesday?
I think. It's the first day of the week. That's Tuesday, right?
It is this week. Yesterday was Memorial Day. We're just coming off a three-day weekend. My brain is slightly mushy.
And not all of our clients get a three-day week. Well, they got a three-day weekend. They just work the whole time. Yes. Should have been busy, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah. And a quick note before we get started, there will not be, for the first time since we started doing 10-Minute Tuesday some 40 weeks ago, there will not be a 10-Minute Tuesday next week.
Yeah, so feel free to go back and review all the other ones if you miss us dearly.
Oh, maybe I should do that. Should we post a highlight episode? But you have a little time off coming, and I will be here, but I will have just gotten back from Unbound Gravel and attempting, hopefully have completed the 200-mile event. So I'm going to be useless on multiple levels next Tuesday. So we just thought we'd skip a week and give everybody a week off.
Yeah, I think it's best for everybody.
Yep. You definitely don't want me here rambling by myself in pain.
No, I mean, I'm bad enough. I raced a solid 18 miles yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, so I can't imagine that is only a tenth of what you're going to be doing?
But I will not be racing.
I'm just
hoping to get to the other end of it.
Okay.
Not even in one piece, just to the other end in whatever form that takes.
That is an accomplishment, honestly.
Oh, but another thing about post-holiday, and we mentioned this last week to try and schedule things out, but if you made some changes to the website to get ready for the holiday and you didn't schedule things to go back or to change or to update for what's next, now's the time to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of post-holiday website maintenance might be great. It's also, I think Memorial Day, it really kind of triggers like a change of seasons, even though it's not officially summer yet. It feels like summer, you know?
Yep.
The weather is getting warmer. School's out for the most part. I remember going till June, but there are children about, and they're looking for things to do.
It's the educational system's completely different than when we were children.
It is. They changed the hours, too, for some, I think, high school kids. I think there's research to back that up. So, but anyway, folks are out looking for stuff to do. Maybe you still have things, some things on sale, some things you want to clear out. Just make sure your homepage and your website kind of speaks to the season.
Correct. And if you're looking for something interesting to put up, we've got good content.
We have excellent content. The library is full of complimentary content included for everyone with a Smart Retailing website, regardless of what package you're on. There's some great, you can look in the seasonal content, the summer folder. There's some community events coming up. Yeah. What about, we've got a good one that we teamed up with. Yeah.
Pedal to Empower.
We have teamed up with World Bicycle Relief to help promote their upcoming event and fundraising event. That's a really big one. I think Beyonce said it best when she said, "Who run the world? Girls." Yeah, so Pedal to Empower is all about giving the access of the bicycle to more ladies. It's a really great, it's a tool for empowerment. Check out their website, lots of good information, really great stories about the folks that they've helped and the communities that they've uplifted. And
yeah, the stats on what a bike can do in the right environment is just crazy.
I think first and foremost is giving more girls access to education, which really kind of sets us free, let's be real. Excellent. But look at their website, they're going to say it best. But we have some free content in library.
I thought Beyonce said it best.
She really set us up for success. And then the World Bicycle Relief just took it from there.
Gotcha. I hope she has a bicycle.
I hope so. I would love to see Beyonce on a bike.
She's awfully famous, so other people probably ride it for her.
Anyway, we have that complimentary content in the library. It's in the community folder in your page library. We are also running a fundraiser. If you're interested in joining our team or you can start your own, we'll link all that in the description. Right?
That's what show notes are for.
That's what show notes are for. Links on links on links.
Excellent.
Yeah. Mark, you got a Tuesday tech tip for us?
I do. This is bringing one up that you and I worked on, I don't even remember, 2 years ago. But the idea is that shoppers get into this sales funnel type thing where they're of a mind to buy something. And there are many things we can do as merchants to keep them in that mindset all the way through to purchase, aka conversion. And communicating is one of those big ones. And so I was thinking today, there's a few different places to do that are quite effective. One is in the order confirmation page message. And this is the message that you can customize that is the first thing a consumer sees after submitting an order. Most people, many people, will ignore order confirmation emails, unfortunately. They will ignore all sorts of messaging, but they will almost never not wait until they see the confirmation that the action they thought they just took spending money has occurred. And that's what this message is. It's the first thing they see. Super effective place to talk about when orders can be available for pickup in store, what your shipping policies are, linking all that stuff right there so they've got it handy. That's a great place. There's a second place in the order confirmation email, which again, some folks will ignore, not everybody. So you need multiple places to communicate. There's two messages you can customize there. There's one at the top of that email, the confirmation email, and one at the bottom. Usually we'll just replicate what's in that order confirmation page message in that top section. But that bottom section can be used for all sorts of things that you need to communicate. Maybe they're not as important as what you put up at the top, but they're still important. And then a third thing you can do is when you're fulfilling orders from the store, be that for pickup in store or for shipping, make sure you're using the record store fulfillment function. That's a place that you can add things like when is it going to be available for pickup in store? If it is a pickup in store order, what time it would be available? So you might say, you know, it's available on the 3rd afternoon or something like that. And if you're shipping an order, it's a place you can put tracking numbers in. There's also a selection that you can take that will send a pre-formatted email to the customer to let them know that information that you just added. So those are three really cool places you can use to communicate. There's others, but those are the ones that really can make a big difference. In fact, Susie, we did a video about that and a blog a long time ago. So we will link that blog post that you can read those notes and follow through to that video and watch those things in action.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are super helpful tools. And it's really nice for just like setting expectations, you know, for your happy customers.
Yeah. And there's another one that I don't think's in that video, but there's a shopping cart page message that people will see on product detail pages when they get into the shopping cart. But that's a place you can put things like the return policy or, you know, how to do promos or whatever is super important. Think about that, though, is that's before the purchase. So when consumers have doubts or questions at that part of the process, they're in the cart. If you can answer those questions, then there's a much greater chance that they feel comfortable with the purchase and move forward. So use that. And there's tips for that. I'll put another link to the help. We got a help center article about that as well.
And a little disclaimer, you might see in the video, the site manager looks a little bit different. We said we made this a bit ago. Everything is still valid. And if you can't find something, utilize that site manager search.
Yeah, the top in site manager, that search is amazing. And internally, we're still all struggling to remember it's there. but it's super effective. And I like to know where things are. But more importantly, I want to find things. So for instance, for this, if you put in confirmation, you'd immediately be taken to confirmation messages. And also, if there's any help center articles, it adds those in as well. So that's super, super helpful.
Excellent tech tip.
Yeah. And as another reminder, as we start to close out this 10-Minute Tuesday, no 10-Minute Tuesday next Tuesday.
No, we're very sorry, but it's for the best.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I don't want to hear me do it.
No. I would love to see you after Unbound, but I'll let you have a break and then I'll just drill you with all my questions.
I just don't know what to think. It's such a long way.
It is a long way. I think you'll do great. You know,
I have to say I'm pretty happy no matter what, because 3 months ago, it'd been a long time since I was a consistent bike rider. Mm-hmm. And just the improvement in the last little bit. And I have not ridden enough miles. I don't think I've yet ridden 1,000 miles since I started this. But I just feel so much better. I'm glad to be back on a bike and outside consistently and riding and seeing people out doing that. And so even if something happens and I trip and don't actually make it to the start line, I think I won already.
That all sounds like a win to me. But I do have one final question.
What's that?
Pre-race breakfast. What's your plan?
Going to be a or multiple bagels with peanut butter on them with honey. It's a Justin's nut butter with chocolate and hazelnut, something kind of like a Nutella, but more nut butter than chocolate.
Yeah.
Because I'm camping and I will have no power or any way to toast anything. And so that's what I'm going with.
That sounds great. Well, good luck, Mark. We'll see you in a couple Tuesdays.
Thanks, Susie.